On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, one thing we can count on is regular monthly guests who we really enjoy having in, especially local ministries. I was talking with a friend, actually recording an interview that you'll hear this fall with a former member of the KLYT team, as this fall will be more focused on celebrating 50 years of KLYT at 88.3 FM right here in Albuquerque. But just talking about how much I love the local connection. You know, we have a lot of national, international teachers that you hear. We have some local teachers. You hear Pastor David Maestas of Calvary New Harvest in Los Lunas daily in the 4 o'clock hour. And over the weekend, we get to hear from Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Fellowship. They're preparing for an open house for their Shepherd School. You want to go to crossfellowship.org to find out about that. But just that local connection and how important that is, you know, with podcasts coming around, we welcome them. They're great content. As a matter of fact, we almost provide for you on-demand content in our website at klyt.fm. Go to the schedule, and anywhere on our schedule, if there's a teacher that maybe you missed today, click on it on the schedule, and more times than not, you're going to find their daily teaching right there. You can listen to it anytime. Now, of course, we want you tuned in, but this show you can listen to whenever you want. You can bring it back up at the archive at abqconnect.online. But, you know, as the media expands, and a lot of people said, you know, radio, man, it's going to be dead real quick. The truth is, it's not fading away like a lot of people thought it would. As a matter of fact, it's still very strong. 80% of adults in America are touched by radio more than any other media source still to this day. So how do we make the radio station relevant, especially a nonprofit radio station that really looks for your support through the website? You can, you know, donate regularly, you know, recurring, or do a one-time gift. You can find a way to do that at klyt.fm. And you know what? Your letters of encouragement, your emails of encouragement, your prayers for this ministry. And I would hope that as you do that for KLYT, you're doing it for other local ministries like johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Now, Johnny and Friends is an international ministry, johnnyandfriends.org. Our own local chapter is johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Mary's in studio with us, and monthly, Mary, we appreciate you taking the time to come in, catch up, give us a ministry update, and it is our honor, privilege, and we're humbled to be able to co-labor with you guys to let people know about this ministry and the work they're doing. For those not familiar, maybe tell them a little more about, generically, what Johnny and Friends was really set up to do.
Sure. Gosh, great local ministry where we help to find those who are isolated, feeling alone. It is someone who has a disability or a family member with a disability, and getting out of the house sometimes is really difficult. Getting out and then having someone with a particular disability that might be disruptive, where they're going, be it church, be it school, be at a store. A lot of times these families just feel it's easier to not have to deal with that. It's really hard, especially if you're a 24/7 caregiver. Can you imagine?
You know, I'm aware. I was just thinking about that, Mary. I'm aware, but I'm not sure I can imagine. I'm really not sure. I haven't been in that position. You know, we have some grandkids that, you know, edge on disability. But no, I'm not sure I can to the extent you're talking about.
Sure.
And I'm glad that you're talking about it, because I hope that as a listener consumes what you're giving them, they really kind of get to the theater of the mind of what these families are dealing with. You know, they want to be able to go to church and fellowship. We're going to talk about that actually later in this show, how to equip churches to be prepared to welcome them and include them as part of their congregation.
Absolutely.
But it's a big part of what Johnny and Friends does, reaching out to the, and it is a community, you know, a disability community. You mentioned those with the disability, but then the caretakers, the family members, it's all part of it. And I'm sorry, I kind of took over your but you know,
I love the passion.
I love what you guys do.
Yeah, I do too, and I'm honored to be a part of the ministry where there are four of us that cover all of Colorado and all of New Mexico. But we don't do it alone. We have hundreds of volunteers that come alongside to help us reach these families and veterans with disabilities, and figure out a way to help them find their local church, help them become a part of a community where they are then in the family.
Hey, before I forget, part of the community is a monthly coffee and care, and with the coffee and care not happening this month, we wanted to make sure that, well, you know, when people showing up, thinking they're going to find coffee and care, but other months, this is, and we'll talk about that another time in more detail.
Sure.
At any rate, johnnyandfriends.org now, .org typically signifies a nonprofit organization. Johnny, which by the way, Johnny is J-O-N-I, and then you spell out A-N-D, johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. And as a nonprofit, you're regularly doing fundraising. You're right in the midst of May Match.
Yes.
This is I think sometimes people hear about the match and they're like, okay, you know, is it really double? Yeah. Yes. Someone's put up a chunk of money. Mm-hmm. And until that amount is reached, every gift given will be doubled.
Yes. And the idea for this is the timing on it, right? It's May. June is our family retreat. July is our warrior getaway. We'll talk about those in a minute. But for now, we have an opportunity to double the impact of every gift given this month because, as you said, a few donors have stepped up and said, we would love to be able to help inspire others to give.
Hey, Mary, I don't know if you have you probably do, but you're welcome to say it's a lot. Or if you want to share, you know, to run a ministry like Johnny and Friends New Mexico, what's needed? You know, this, we know that this is a $20,000 gift.
Yes.
You know, and then now if it'll end up being $20,000, if $20,000 is raised.
That's right.
So as gifts are given, they're doubled. The other thing I wanted to mention in that is you may be listening and, you know, you may be in a place where, you know what, I have a large gift of that amount or more that I can give towards May Match. To Johnny and Friends, if someone, whether it's that or just giving, I'm assuming they're going to the website we've been giving out.
You bet.
Yeah, that's johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. But, and again, if you want to just say, it's a bunch, Steve, or you want to be specific, annually, what do you need? What do you need to raise to make this ministry continue to do what it does in this community? We're going to talk a lot about in the rest of the hour.
The ministry.
Yeah.
Sure. Reaching people. It's close to 400,000. And the idea there is when we are bringing warriors, veterans in with their families to talk about moral injury and to talk about PTSD and to bring in the experts who can help speak to those parts of their souls and their minds and their bodies. And it's a holistic approach, but always with the Lord, always Christ-centered. We pay for that. We do not charge them because it's enough to just get them there.
And that is the part the community can come alongside financially.
Absolutely.
And you know, I mentioned earlier, not just financially, how important that prayer is, those that want to be supportive of Johnny and Friends, you prayer warriors, put them on your list.
Yes, please.
Of all these things that we're talking about specifically for fundraising or for outreach. And you know what? Through the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico, you'll find a place to contact the ministry. And you know what? Maybe you have a story. Maybe someone in your sphere of influence was impacted by something Johnny and Friends did. Reach out to them and say, you know, I didn't, you know, whatever. I don't want to lip load you, but you know, send the email of the testimony that you see Johnny and Friends doing the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ, reaching out to those in need. And that's something that's going to be happening throughout the year. And we have some I want to tease what's coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about still taking applications for family retreat and warrior getaway in down near Capitan, which is just beautiful. Just had one of our staff go down to the area in Rodoso recently. And, you know, listen, in spite of the fires and stuff, it's still a beautiful place to go visit. You've got some testimonial to share. People should stick around for. You're in need of volunteers. And we mentioned the church training. We teased it. We're going to come back and just bullet right through all of that. Mary, can you stay with us?
I'll stick around.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, I do have some exciting news. Of course, it's exciting that we have Mary in studio from Johnny and Friends New Mexico. But before we get back to our conversation, I did want to let you know, coming up this weekend at Calvary Church Albuquerque, all the weekend services, Eric Metaxas will be here in the pulpit. He's if you're not familiar with him, he's a New York Times best-selling author. You may have heard of his book, Bonhoeffer. He's written several, but that one really critically acclaimed. Last year, his documentary made it around Letter to the American Church. You may remember that. And his forthcoming release, Revolution, The Birth of the Greatest Nation in the History of the World. He's going to be signing copies of his new book in the foyer after services this weekend. Listen, don't miss out. A special weekend, an opportunity really to connect with one of today's leading Christian writers and thinkers. You want details about his visit, go to calvarynm.church. But, you know, like we say with most of our events, invite everyone. Bring someone out Saturday night at 6:30 or Sunday morning at 9 or 11 o'clock. Of course, you can watch online if you're not going to be able to make it here. But don't miss Eric Metaxas this weekend at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Mary, let's get back to talking about Johnny and Friends. I mentioned the applications still needed for family retreat and the warrior getaway. We got about 9 minutes, so I just want you to know, because we want to talk about all this. Got a laundry list of stuff to go through. But for those not familiar with the family retreat or warrior getaway, what that entails for those that are going to be attending it part of the family.
Sure.
Not necessarily as a volunteer. We'll get to that.
Yeah, so families need a break. Families that are dealing with and living with disabilities need to have a place of respite, a place where they can come and get a break. But it's not just a little break. It is a huge break. All of the activities have been adapted. So quadriplegics are ziplining and being taken to the top of a 45-foot water slide so that they can go down with their buddy and horseback ride and all sorts of fun activities.
More times than not, do you see a terrified face or a smiling?
I have so many stories of somebody so scared or nervous because this is new.
Yeah.
This is new. Someone who has been in a chair for 9 years or all their life to face, you know, out of the chair and onto a horse. Well, they've got a cowboy on one side, a cowboy on the other, a cowboy.
A lot of trust.
And the young girl who could not go up the 8 flights of stairs to get to the top of that 45-foot water slide with her dad. It took him an hour to get her up 3 flights of it. There were 5 to go. He finally put her on his back, took her all the way up. They went down together. She giggled her head off, jumped up, ran around, and ran all the way back up. So she's dealing with some other types of special needs. And so there's a lot of fear conquering, a lot of confidence building. But more importantly, there's a deep connection with others. They don't have to worry about how their child is going to affect people around them because they're always on constant alert.
Yeah.
And there they can relax. And then moms have their own group and dads have their own group. We bring in a local pastor who nurtures their soul. We bring in a worship leader. So there is a Christ-centered community there. And people leave there and cannot wait to come back again.
When is the family retreat?
It is the third week of June.
Okay.
And
still taking applications.
Still taking applications. There's a wait list right now, but we are encouraging anybody listening that wants to experience this to jump on to our website and to fill out that application.
Now, Before I go on to the STMs, we call them buddies, you know, the Warrior Getaway, similar but different to the family retreat.
Way different. Quieter.
Yeah.
Smaller. We want to make sure we're being respectful of anybody's
sensory
challenge, yeah. Whether it be sensory or physical or yeah. whatever. We have warriors who will sign up and then not show or for several years in a row.
Yeah,
and
well,
then finally
kind of understandable.
There.
I mean, yeah. same things, yeah. dealing with the anxiety of, sure. of going, you know, until you go and do.
Yes.
And, you know, your love for them and your outreach to them is unconditional. And really, although there's an application to do this Warrior Getaway, now I'm going to guess that's for armed services, first responders
all
as well?
American, yes.
Okay.
First responders can be included as
yeah.
well. Typically, we have mostly U.S. service people.
Yeah.
And their families are invited too. But we are certainly open to...
But it didn't come out of their wallet. That's what
no,
I was going to get to.
No,
and you mentioned
not.
That earlier. This is a need during May Match. If you want to give towards that, reach out to Johnny and Friends and let them know you want to be part of May Match and you want to support what they're doing with the Warrior Getaway. Both of those at Lone Tree in Lincoln County near Captain.
Correct.
But, okay, so let's get to the STMs. I love this part.
Yeah.
Now, buddies are designed, you know, it's someone who's going to volunteer. They get the training they need to be with someone at camp. And, you know, they become a caretaker for that week, right?
A friend, a buddy, someone
yeah.
who spends from 8 in the morning till 8 at night with either a typical child or a child with disability. They will get an hour and a half, 2 hour break in the middle of the day, but they are there to serve.
Yeah.
And when they come to serve, they go through an interview process, just like the families do or the warriors do. And we go through and do our assessment. And then they come up a day before the families arrive and we train them.
Now, parents, you know all kinds of students that this would be perfect for. And it's not just for students, correct?
Correct.
I mean,
oh, yes. We have lots of adults
that
can do it.
But, you know, keep that in mind and just know this is a need in order for these families to go and enjoy either the family retreat or the Warrior Getaway.
Sure.
And for the buddies, these often become lifelong relationships.
They do indeed. And the buddies come back year after year.
Yeah.
They've come and been bitten by the blessing of serving somebody. And it is so much fun.
Yeah.
They do these activities with them. They do crafts. They do Bible studies. It is truly a blessing for everyone involved. And people think, I'm coming to serve. And
it is serving, but it's a lot of hanging out.
I'm going to bless this family.
Yeah.
But then in turn,
yep.
they come away just life changed.
Isn't that often how service
yes.
Happens? Missionary work happens.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, you go, I'm going to go bless these people. And then you get your socks blessed off.
Mm-hmm.
So johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And actually, you mentioned late June for the family retreat. Warrior Getaway is?
Also third week of July.
Okay. All right. So there's still time.
Yes.
And now is there a waiting list for that too?
No. Right now we're accepting everybody who applies.
Okay.
Trusting that the Lord's going to bring along the right number of battle buddies and
actually
teachers.
After some vetting, they go through an interview process for both the family retreat and the Warrior Getaway. And just a reminder, it's not a registration; it's an application. You do that at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Maybe you're like, well, not for us, but for make sure that person knows. And you know what? If you don't have the URL that we keep spitting out to you, just do a search for Johnny and Friends New Mexico. You'll find the website and get the information to the people that need to have it.
And call with any questions. But better than that, come visit us. We're in the office Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. We would love to have you come by. We have lots of resources there. We're there to share what the ministry is up to. And you can find ways that you can volunteer. You can come in the office and volunteer. But there's lots of ways. And what you mentioned at the beginning of all this, Steve, is we are looking for people who want to come alongside and pray for us. We're in ministry. We're on the front lines. And you know what comes with that. So we are looking for those who decide, you know what, we're going to put Johnny and Friends and the leadership team there on our prayer list.
Hey, less than 2 minutes. And I want you to be able to share short testimony so we can mention a little bit about church training. Got a little less than 2 minutes. And getting people to camp. There's a testimony you wanted to share briefly.
There is a challenge sometimes for families financially to get to camp. They're doing the best they can. They've got their hospital bills and doctor bills, et cetera, et cetera.
There's someone. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and so they are challenged, and so we've encouraged and taught how to fundraise.
Yeah.
And then they'll apply for scholarships.
Gotcha.
So we have families applying for scholarships right now, and it includes a family who's not local, but who has fled domestic violence and cannot fundraise because they cannot put anything on social media.
Yeah.
And so we are looking for someone out there who feels so called.
Yeah.
Be able to come alongside and help us help them get to camp.
Yeah. This is a mother who needs to get to camp.
Yeah.
And if you've been touched by that message, johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico, help her get to camp. And then church training. There's for those that are listening, it's like, you know, because there's respites, and we'll talk about that in detail another time. But your church can be prepared to be a respite once a month, or actually maybe just four times a year or so.
Once a year, even.
Yeah.
Because we have other churches.
Yeah.
If we could have 30 a year with all the different churches around here, we will come in and train.
Yeah, and that's like an afternoon or an evening where the family brings a person that's experiencing the disability, and the caretakers will drop them off at the respite for a couple hours, where the family can go, look, they can go out to the car, turn on the air conditioner, take a nap if they want.
Yes.
They go shopping, they go to a movie, do things they wouldn't normally be able to do. johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Reach out, say, hey, my church needs training. How do I do that? Mary, you're here. We're out of time, but I think we got most of it in.
So much to say, Steve.
Yeah, thanks so much for always being faithful to come in, and thank you for being faithful to the ministry. God bless you.
God bless you. Sure appreciate
All right.
it.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.